开头请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, may we turn to the Bible.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn with me to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章第二十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事情指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and will bring to your remembrance all the things which I have said to you.
第十五章
Chapter 15
26节
Verse 26
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。
But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes forth from the Father, he shall bear witness concerning me.
第十六章
Chapter 16
第七节
Verse 7,
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
But I say the truth to you, it is profitable for you that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter chapter 1,
第十二节
verse 12.
他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵，传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you. In these things which you now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, these things into which angels long to look.
启示录第五章第六节
Revelation chapter 5 verse 6
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And I saw between the throne, which the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing, as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth.
我们最后请看罗马书第八章
And lastly, we'll look at Romans chapter 8
第五节和第六节
Verses 5 and 6
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过
Recently we mentioned, with brothers and sisters,
属灵的生活呢，是随灵而行的生活。
Regarding the spiritual life, it is a matter of walking in the Spirit.
既然是随从圣灵而有的生活
Since we live by the Spirit
所以我们就必须认识圣灵
So we need to It is important for us to recognize who the Spirit
我们需要知道他工作的特性
And we need to know the characteristics of the workings of the Spirit
我们也曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
And we've mentioned with brothers and sisters before
圣灵被称作是真理的圣灵
The Spirit has been named The Spirit of Truth.
所以圣灵是按真理而行事的。
So the Spirit leads by the Spirit of Truth.
所以我们必须明白真理。
So we need to understand what the truth is.
那么圣灵就能按真理来带领我们。
So the Spirit using truth can lead us.
并且能够引我们进入真理的实际。
And can bring us into the reality.
圣经里面让我们看见圣灵不仅是真理的圣灵。
From the Bible we can see that the Spirit is not only a Spirit of truth.
圣灵也被称作是奉差遣的灵。
But the Spirit is also the Spirit that was sent out.
我们知道在圣经里面很清楚地告诉我们
the Bible clearly tells us
我们的天父是差遣者
that the Father is the sender
甚至连我们的主耶稣到地上来他都是奉差遣而来的
and even the Lord Jesus himself when he came into this world he was sent by the Father
如果你仔细地读约翰福音
and if we read the book of John in detail
你就看见在约翰福音里面主耶稣34次讲到是父差我来的。
34 times it mentions in the book of John that the Father sent his Son.
所以我们的主耶稣不是凭他自己的意思来的。
So the Lord Jesus did not come into the world in the flesh on his own accord.
是我们的天父差他来的。
But it is the Heavenly Father that sent him.
同样的圣灵也是奉差遣到地上来的。
And likewise, the Holy Spirit was also sent to us.
我们刚才读的那几处的圣经
Those verses that we had just read
都很明显地告诉我们圣灵是奉差遣而来的。
Clearly tells us that the Holy Spirit was sent by the Father.
那么什么叫做奉差遣呢
Now what does it mean to be sent out?
奉差遣就是他们有使命他们是有目的。
When you are sent out, that means you have a mission and a goal.
他们是带着使命而来的，是为着目的而来的。
And they came into this world with a mission and a goal.
我们都知道主耶稣到地上来。
We know that when the Lord Jesus came into this world,
他的使命和目的是什么呢？
What was his mission and what was his goal?
他的使命就是要完成救恩。
His mission was to accomplish salvation.
要拯救众子。
To save all of creation.
他的目的是什么呢?
What was his goal?
他要把他所救赎的神的众子把他带到神荣耀的目的里面。
His goal was to bring the saved saints into the glorious purpose of God.
我想这些都是我们今天作为基督徒应当明白的一些真理。
And today as Christians, these are truths that we need to understand.
主是带着使命来到地上的。
Jesus came with a mission.
主救我们也是为着神的目的。
And God, Jesus saving us was to fulfill the will of God.
我想这些简单的道理啊，我们弟兄姊妹们呢，必须要牢牢地持守住。
And these simple basic truths we need to hold on to dearly.
否则我们会亏欠主在我们身上的工作。
Otherwise, we will miss out on the workings of the Spirit within.
我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank the Lord.
主耶稣不仅带着使命和目的到地上来。
That the Lord Jesus not only brought a mission and a goal into this world.
他也在十字架上完成了神的托付。
But on the cross, he accomplished the will of God the Father.
也就是说呢，他完成了那位差他来者所有的那个目的和旨意。
Or you can say that he accomplished the will of the one that sent him.
现在圣灵也照样被差遣下来。
And now the Holy Spirit likewise has been sent down to us.
那我们知道圣灵来也是有使命有目的的。
And we know that the Holy Spirit as he was sent down also has a mission and a goal.
我们的主耶稣在地上他怎样只能做父所差遣他所做的工。
We know that when the Lord Jesus came into this world, he could only do what the Father commanded him to do.
主多次说不是我要做，是父要做。
Many times the Lord Jesus mentioned, it is not I who choose to do this, but it is the will of the Father.
不是我要说，是神要说。
This is not what I speak, but what the Father speaks through me.
那么就告诉我们说，他只能做父所差遣他所要做的工。
So this tells us that he can only do the work that he is commanded to do.
现在圣灵来了。
Now that the Spirit has come.
他也只能做父 差遣他所要做的工。
And the Spirit can only do what the sender has commanded him to do.
他如同主一样。
He is the same as Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得，无论是主耶稣，无论是圣灵来到地上，他们都是受约束的。
Whether it's Jesus himself or the Spirit that was sent down, they can all both work according to the boundaries and limits of the Father. They cannot act according to their own desires and
wills
because they are the ones who are sent. So they need to be faithful and obey the Father. So today, our understanding of the Spirit, we need to be very clear that the Spirit was one who was sent to us.
他是为着神的旨意，为着神的目的而到地上来的。
He came into this world for the purposes of God.
所以我们对于圣灵应当有这种的认识和尊重。
So we need to have this respect and understanding of who the Spirit is.
那么圣灵既然是奉差遣到地上来的，
Now since the Spirit was one who was sent into this world,
他所做的一切的工作都是为着神的目的。
All of his workings is for the purposes of God.
那么圣经也告诉我们，到底圣灵做了些什么样的工呢？
And the Bible tells us what exactly the workings of the Spirit are.
我想今天早晨在这里，我要把圣灵的工作和弟兄姊妹们重新的，好像是一个复习一样啊。
And this morning, I'd like to do sort of a recap on the workings of the Holy Spirit.
我们希望我们对于这位住在我们里面的圣灵，他所做的工能有一个清楚的认识。
And my hope is that we can have a full understanding of the workings of this indwelling spirit within us.
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important
thing. 我们属灵的生活在神的眼中有没有价值？
Our spiritual life before the Lord, does it have value?
那么我们的工作有没有价值？
Is there value in the work that we do?
就看我们到底跟随圣灵、顺服圣灵有多少啊。
It is dependent on how much obedience we have to the Spirit.
第一个点。
The first point.
我们知道圣灵是做赐生命的灵。
That the Spirit is a spirit of life.
是我们的主把这个生命带到地上。
It is the Lord who brought this life into this world.
他也在肉身中把这个生命完全表现出来。
And in the flesh, he displayed what this life was.
他已经告诉我们神要给我们的生命是怎样的一种生命。
He showed us clearly what the life of the Lord was, how it was supposed to be manifest.
但是我们晓得这个人就是一个什么？是个客观的东西。
But this is just an objective thing.
那么神还要这个生命进入我们的里面。
But the Lord wants this life to enter into us.
并且让这个生命来取代我们原来的旧的生命。
And he wants this life to replace the old life that is within us.
这就是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵乃是把这个生命实际的带到我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit brings in the reality of this life into us.
所以他被称作是生命的灵。
So he has been deemed the Spirit of life.
所以我们看见在圣经里面记载的圣灵有各式各样不同的工作。
So in the Bible we can see that there are clearly many different aspects of the workings of the Holy Spirit.
像当在创世纪第一章的里面。
For example, in Genesis chapter 1.
当这个整个地被破坏的时候。
When the world was desolate.
他说神的灵运行在水面上。
It said that the Spirit of God hovered over the earth.
英文的很清楚，就像母鸟那个浮育在水面上。
The English has a better depiction. It's hovering over the earth.
这个浮育就是生命，带来生命。
And this hovering means the bringing forth of life.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神所创造这个世界。
God has created this world.
是一个充满生命的世界。
It is a world full of life.
那我们晓得，也是圣灵使玛利亚怀孕。
And also, we can see the example of the Virgin Mary having life.
结果我们的主耶稣基督就被降生到这个世界上来了。
And through the virgin birth, our Lord Jesus was birthed into this world.
同样的， 当我们得救的时候
，In the same way when we are saved，
我们都晓得今天我们不是接受了一套基督教的理论做基督徒的。
Today we are saved not based off of some theoretical doctrines。
我们乃是圣灵的重生做基督徒的，是吧
？But we are revived and resurrected by the Holy Spirit。
所以圣灵的工作是把生命带到我们的里面。
So the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring life into us。
若是没有圣灵的重生
，If there is no rebirth of this life of the Spirit，
你我还不能真正成为神的儿女的。
Then we cannot be deemed the children of God。
你光赞同这些说法、这些教训是不够的。
If you don't simply stand upon these truths and the theoretical teachings, that's not enough.
你必须接受圣灵在你里面所做这个重生的工作。
We need to accept this rebirth of our spirit.
那这样你才成为一个真正的基督徒。
Then you are a true Christian.
那么我们晓得他不仅重生了我们。
Not only did the Spirit give us rebirth,
那么圣灵在我们的以后的属灵的生活里面，他仍旧继续做工。
But thereafter, the Spirit continues to do its work in us.
啊，因为在以弗所书里面就告诉我们。
And in Ephesians, it tells us.
他还有另外一个很重要的工作。
There is another important work.
什么工作呢
？And what is that work?
就做印记。
And that is the work of sealing, placing a seal of life.
啊。因为神要给我们在基督里丰富的产业。
Because God wants to give us the inheritance that we have.
我们对于基督生命所做有的每一个实际的经历。
That every experience that we have.
圣灵都打上印记。
The Holy Spirit seals that with life.
我们晓得这是一个生命的印记。
We know that this is a seal of life.
啊。这是何等宝贵一件事情
！And this is a very precious thing.
所以，因此我们可以领悟啊。
So we can obtain and understand.
圣灵到哪里，哪里就充满生命。
Wherever the Spirit is, there is life.
啊，圣灵就是那灵啊。
The Spirit is the Spirit.
啊，那个灵在哪里运行，哪里就充满生命。
Wherever that Spirit is, that's where life will be.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and
sisters, 今天我们何等需要圣灵继续在我们里面的带领。
Today we need the work of the Spirit to continue to lead us.
让他不断的把基督的生命带到我们里面。
That He would continue to bring the life of Jesus into us.
或者我应该准确的来讲。
Or more accurately, I should say,
要不断地让基督的生命在我们里面扩张、成长。
That we would mature or grow the life of Christ in us.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
And we know that this is a very important thing.
没有圣灵的工作
，If there is no working of the Spirit,
就不可能有生命的结果的。
Then there cannot be the result of life.
所以我们人今天努力用人的方法制造不出生命来的。
So today, with man's ways and man's methods, we cannot.Produce life.
圣经已经很明确告诉我们，只有圣灵的工作是引进生命的工作。
The Bible tells us clearly that only by the Spirit can we have life.
啊，那么第二个点
，The second point.
那么他住在我们的里面呢，来引导我们的生活。
The Spirit inside of us guides us.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
他何等怜恤我们。
He has mercy on us.
他深深知道我们的软弱。
He knows all of our weaknesses.
他知道如果今天像在旧约时代一样把一大套的这个教条律法给我们。
He knows that today if it is like the Old Testament where he just gives us a list of rules to follow.
我们会像旧约以色列百姓一样的失败。
We will fail just like the Israelites in the Old Testament.
我们人就是知道而做不到。
We are people who would understand and know the law, but we cannot fulfill the law.
所以现在神的做法不一样。
So God has a different way.
神就差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
So God has sent His Spirit to dwell in us.
他是住在我们里面来引导我们。
That Spirit abides in us to guide us.
啊，这个实在是一个非常宝贵的一件事。
And this truly is a precious thing.
那么他做什么呢
？Now what does he do？
啊，他引我们进入一切真理的实际。
He reveals all of the truth to us。
我们所听见的道。
All the messages that we've heard。
我们所读到的主的话。
All the words that we've read in the Bible。
只有圣灵能带我们进入真实。
Only the Spirit can lead us into that reality of it。
啊、所以感谢神。
So we thank God。
他深深知道我们的光景。
He clearly knows each of our conditions.
他爱我们的爱是远超过我们所能想象。
And his love for us surpasses our knowledge.
很可惜今天很多神的儿女们呢忽略这位住在我们里面的灵。
Unfortunately, many of God's children neglect that spirit that dwells in us.
有很多时候我们不仅忽略主啊我们忽略圣灵。
Sometimes we not only neglect God, but we also neglect that spirit
我们不太注意
他
在我们里面给我们的引导。
And we don't pay attention to the leading of the spirit within us.
更糟糕的是我们呢不大听他的话。
And even worse is that we are not obedient to that leading of the spirit.
但是他带着无限量的忍耐住在你我的里面。
But the spirit brings this, leads us with great patience.
我曾经讲过啊。
I've mentioned this in the past.
我们这个人里面是多么的败坏。
We are so evil within.
如果今天人请你去租一个很漂亮的大房子，你很高兴。
If someone were to invite you to live in a really big, beautiful house, you would be happy.
如果弄个很肮脏污秽的地方叫你进去住，你就觉得很难过。
If someone gave you a shack to live in, you would be very depressed.
可能呢，你住不到一天就跑掉。
Maybe you can't even bear living in there for one day.
但是圣灵住在我们的里面。
But when the Spirit dwells in us,
主说他要永远与你们同住。
The Lord says he will forever dwell in you.
这不是恩典吗？
Is this not grace?
这是神的大怜悯。
This is God's great grace.
我们很多时候常常忘记感恩了。
Many times we forget to be thankful.
所以这位圣灵住在我们的里面。
So this spirit that abides and dwells in us.
他就引导我们一切属灵的生活。
He leads every aspect of our spiritual life.
啊，我想我简单的把这些点再提一下，你都知。弟兄姊妹有的都有经历的。
And all of these that I've mentioned, I believe all of you have experienced.
啊，他在我们里面光照我们。
Within us, he shines a light upon us.
当他一光照的时候，
and when that light comes upon us,
哎呀，我们才知道自己是罪人。
Then we recognize how sinful we are.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你有蒙光照的经历吗？
Do you have that experience of this, light of salvation?
那个因着主的光照而有的认罪，跟你头脑上这种认罪是完全不一样的。
When that light shines upon us, the repentance of sin is different than just repenting from our minds.
圣灵在我们里面，让我们知道我们的败坏和软弱。
The Spirit reveals to us all the wrongdoings and sins in our lives.
他不仅光照我们，让我们看见我们自己的罪。
He not only shines that light, he allows us to see that sin.
引我们来到主跟前能够悔改。
And he leads us to repentance before God.
得着主血的洁净。
That we can gain the cleansing of the blood of Christ.
并且呢，他也让我们认识我们的自己。
And he also allows us to recognize and know who we are.
老实说，我们很多时候都不认识自己。
Sometimes we don't even know who we are ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你真的认识你自己吗？
Do you really know yourself?
我有很多时候，我们以为我们认识我们自己。
Sometimes we think that we know who we are.
若是没有圣灵的光进来啊。
Without the light of the Holy Spirit,
我们真是不认识自己。
We really don't know ourselves.
感谢神。
We thank God.
圣灵在我们里面有光照。
That the Holy Spirit inside of us shines this light.
让我们认识自己。
That we can know who we are.
因为只有这样，我们才肯背十字架。
Because only when we see this are we willing to bear the cross.
我们常常讲说，我们要背起十字架跟从主。
We always say we need to carry our cross and follow the Lord.
其实我们常常还不知道我们说的是什么。
And many times we actually don't know what we are talking about.
我们把这个当作一个道理，一个高超的道理来讲。
We put this before us as just a doctrine.
而十字架的实际在我们身上并没有明显。
And the reality of the life of the cross in us is not real.
所以最近呢，我和一些弟兄姊妹在一起交通的时候。
So recently, I had some fellowship with some brothers and sisters.
我们里面有一个很大的困惑。
And we had a great, we had some questions.
Question. Yeah, okay.
A dilemma.
Yeah. 为什么呢？因为过去呢，我们中间讲了很多十字架的道理。
Because in the past we had mentioned many, we have spoken many words about the cross.
而在生活的实际里面，显出那个十字架果效的，却是微乎其微。
很少。
So, but the workings of the cross in our lives are few.
原因在哪里？
And what is the reason for that?
就是你有了十字架道理的知识。
It is because we have the knowledge of what the cross is.
但是你没有进入实际。
But we don't have the reality of what the cross is.
只有圣灵光照我们。
Only when the Holy Spirit shines its light upon us.
看见我们自己的这个败坏。
And we see our own sins.
我们才会呼喊说，主啊，我需要十字架的死。
Then we look to the heavens and we plead to the Lord, we need the workings of the cross.
所以连我们认识我们自己都需要圣灵的光照。
So even how we recognize ourselves, we need the Holy Spirit to shine that light upon us.
当然圣灵不是一天到晚在我们里面找错处的。
Of course, the Spirit is not to search all day in us to condemn us.
他是爱我们的。
The Spirit loves us.
所以他有许多时候也帮助我们。
So the Spirit also helps us.
主说他会使你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And the Holy Spirit allows us to remember the word of God.
哎，我实在承认我们这个人的妄性很大。
I have to confess and admit that our memory is weak.
哎，我们常常感觉说呢，我们那个该记得的记不得，那个不该记得的忘不了。
We always say that the things that we need to remember we always forget, and the things that we don't care about we always remember.
感谢主。
But thank God, the Holy Spirit is within us.
他常常提醒我们。
And the Holy Spirit is constantly reminding us.
有时候提醒我们，你亏欠人呢。
And sometimes he reminds us that we have shortchanged others.
有的时候他提醒我们，主的话是这样的。
And sometimes the Spirit will remind us that the Word of God is this.
感谢主。
We thank God.
这位圣灵住在我们的里面。
This is the Spirit that lives inside of us.
他把主耶稣基督世光的这个事实带到我们里面。
He has taken the truth and the light of Christ and placed that within us.
主说我是光。
The Lord says, I am light.
圣灵就这样说。这就是光，就让你看见光。
And the Spirit inside of us sees the Lord as light.
你看，神是多么的爱我们呢。
You see how the Lord loves us?
还有圣灵的感动，对吧？
And also how the Spirit inspires or encourages us.
圣经讲了很多地方圣灵的感动。
And the Bible mentions many areas where the Bible encourages us.
我相信这都是我们基督徒啊，今天呢，很容易经历到的经历，对不对？
And these are all things where every Christian can experience.
今天早晨在波比聚会中，圣灵有没有感动你啊？
Today in the breaking of bread meeting earlier, did the Spirit encourage you?
有没有啊？
Did he?
有啊，但是你开口祷告了吗？
But did you open your mouth to pray?
很多时候呢，我们是。像中国人讲的感而不动啊，只有感没有动。
Sometimes we are nudged to do something, but we don't act upon it.
Yeah. Okay. 所以我们呢，今天呢，在主面前呢，要宝贵圣灵的感动。
So today we need to treasure the moving of the Spirit within us.
使徒们告诉我们，不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要困去。
The Bible tells us, do not quench the Spirit.
圣灵的感动是我们的保护。
The moving of the Spirit within us is our protection.
是我们的引导。
It is our guidance.
弟兄姊妹，你要顺着圣灵的感动活在主的跟前。
And we need to live before the Lord according to the leading of the Spirit.
这是何其宝贵的事情。
And this is a very precious thing.
他不仅感动我们，还有呢，他也在我们里面教导我们。
He not only inspires and encourages us, but he teaches us.
我们读圣经常常不容易明白。
Sometimes when we read the word of God, we don't understand it.
圣灵一来了。
But when the Holy Spirit comes,
他一教导你就明白了。
When the Spirit teaches us, then we understand.
弟兄姊妹们，我在我过去的年日里，我最觉得享受的最觉得美好的时刻就是圣灵在里面教导我认识圣经。
The one thing that I treasure the most in my life is when the Spirit teaches me and I'm able to understand the Word of God.
我读不懂的。
What I don't understand,
圣灵只要点一下。
The Spirit just touches me.
哇，立刻里面就明亮。
And all of a sudden, I understand.
那实在是一个极大的享受，你知道吗？
And that is something that I fully enjoy.
那个里面真是快乐无比啊。
And the joy that I have is unspeakable.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我们有很多时候我们不懂，我们请教一些懂的人，当他们能告诉我们时，我们也很快乐。
Sometimes when we don't understand, we ask others who have more experience, and when they explain it to us and we understand, then we have a little bit of joy.
但是远赶不上圣灵在你里面给你的教导带来的快乐。
But it cannot compete with the joy that the Spirit will bring when He reveals the Word of God to you.
那么请我们记得。
So please understand.
这不是一个特权。
This is not something that is special.
这是每一个基督徒而有的权利。
This is something that every Christian can have.
所以神给我们的恩典何其宝贵。
So the grace that God has given to us is very precious.
所以我常常讲，我能够服侍到今天。
I mentioned many times that I can serve up until today.
是圣灵一直教导我到今天。
It is because the Spirit is continually teaching me.
如果没有圣灵在里面的教导，
if the Spirit inside of me is not teaching me,
我知道我很难服侍下去。
Then I cannot serve on.
我可以读很多的书。
I can read a lot of books.
我也可以抓住很多属灵的话。
And I can preach many spiritual words.
但是我知道这些都是道理的东西。
But these are but doctrine and just words.
只有圣灵在我里面给我的那个引导东西，我知道这是活的。
Only when the Spirit has revealed something to me, then I know that is alive.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我可以这样经历。
I can experience this.
你也可以这样经历。
And you can experience this.
因为圣灵也住在你的里面。
Because the Spirit lives in you as well.
这位好老师在你的里面。
This great teacher dwells in us.
所以你要常常有的时候啊，要回到他的面前。
So we need to often come before him.
花点时间等候他的教导。
Spend some time and wait upon his teachings.
他就告诉你了。
And he will teach you.
这句话是什么意思？
He will tell you what this word means.
这句话还有更深的意思。
And what this phrase in the Bible has a deeper meaning.
经过了好多年之后，他说还有更深的意思。
And after many years, the Spirit will tell you those same words has an even deeper meaning.
再过一些年，他告诉你这个里面的意义是没有限量的。
And then after even more years have passed, he will tell you that those same words have a limitless abundance.
那这样我们就明白了保罗所说的话。
Then we will understand the words of Paul.
原来就着我们所知道的，我们人就是不知道。
The what we think we know, we are not able to fully understand.
所以主耶稣啊，在地上的时候说啊，不要让人叫你为师父为老师。
So the Bible tells us that we would rather not be in the position of being a teacher.
因为我们教导不了什么东西。
Because we really cannot teach anything.
只有圣灵才是真正的老师。
Only the Spirit is the true teacher.
这个也叫我们里面永远谦卑在神的跟前。
And this fact allows us to be humble forever before the Lord.
任何一个时候你都不能觉得说你已经够了。
We can never feel at any moment that I am satisfied or I have enough, that I know everything, and that I can teach everything.
如果你有这样的感觉,
if we have this feeling,
就证明说你被神的话语的字句所困住了。
This testifies that you are simply bound by just the text in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们需要明白神的话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand the word of God.
只有圣灵是最好的老师。
And the Holy Spirit is the best teacher.
所以他在我们里面，住在我们里面。
So that Spirit lives inside of us.
我知道有些有钱人的家庭呢，觉得那个老师一个礼拜来，一天来一次，把他住到家里面来教，这最好。
And some wealthier families will hire tutors to come, and they feel that, well, once a day is not good enough, so they'll have the tutor live in the house.
弟兄姊妹，你都知道，今天你要请一个老师住在你家里，很贵的。
Today, if you were to hire a teacher to live in your house, it would be very expensive.
但是我们的天父把最好的老师放在你里面是不要钱的。
But our Heavenly Father has given us the best teacher to live inside of us, and it doesn't cost a thing.
我们知道吗？
Do we understand this?
我们尊重吗？
Do we respect this?
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit inside of us.
这是大事情。
This is a big deal.
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
And this is a very precious thing.
还不仅这样。
And not only this.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
When the Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
那么他把父与子的同在带到我们里面。
He brings the presence of the Father and the Son into us.
所以主耶稣离开之前呢
？So before the Lord departed，
主对门徒们说
，He said to the disciples，
你们要暂时看不见我。
Temporarily, you will not see me.
但再过一段时间
，But after a short while，
你们就可以再见我。
You will see me again，
并且那个见就跟从前那个见不一样。
And that seeing and meeting the Lord is not the same as before.
他们在肉身中跟随主耶稣的时候
，In the flesh when they were with Jesus，
已经是非常宝贵，对不对
？That was already very precious.
他们几乎是天天可以看见主耶稣的。
On a daily basis, they lived with Jesus and saw him.
但是有的时候主也会离开他们。
But sometimes the Lord would depart from them.
现在圣灵来了。
Now that the Spirit has come,
把父与子的同在带到里面
and he's brought the presence of the Father and the Son,
就是把神的同在带到里面
and he's brought the presence of God into us,
这是每时每刻可以见面
this means that at any moment we can meet God.
啊，所以你唱诗歌的时候才讲到这个 moment by moment, 对不对
And there's a hymn that says moment by moment.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我每时每刻可以与神有交通。
That moment by moment we can have.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情呢
？We can have fellowship and interaction with God. This is a very precious thing.
那么关于这些面
，Now regarding this，
我想我们不可能完全的来把它讲全呢。
And we're unable to speak of this fully.
太丰富了。
It is too abundant.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We need to thank our God.
这位圣灵住在我们的里面。
That this Spirit lives inside of us.
他来了，把我们一切的生活、所有的遭遇、所有的情况都握在他的手中。
All things in our lives are in His hands.
所以他引导我们的生活。
And He guides us.
那么第三个方面。
And the third aspect.
他做保惠师。
He is the comforter.
这个保惠师啊，不仅是意思说站在我们旁边帮助我们的。
This comforter doesn't mean that he simply just stands next to us and helps us.
啊，这保惠师啊，在希腊的原文里面、啊、有一个意思，就是他是律师、辩护师。
And this, in the original wording of this, the comforter has the meanings of a lawyer or an advocate.
那么他在里面替谁辩护啊
？And who is he advocating for？
哎呀，我们说大概是替我辩护吧。
And we might say, well, yeah, he's advocating for me.
不不不，他不是替你辩护。
He is not advocating for you or me.
他是替主耶稣做辩护师。
He is an advocate for Christ.
这意思说呢，你行的不对。
This means that whatever wrongdoings that you have done,
他要站在主这一面，告诉你不对。
He will stand on the side of Christ and tell us that we were wrong.
所以感谢我们的主。
So we thank our God.
今天若是没有圣灵在我们的里面，
Today if we don't have the Spirit within us,
我们知道基督所有完成一些的工会落空的。
Some of the workings of Christ we will be missing.
所以他在我们里面不仅替基督辩护，他也为基督做见证。
So he not only is an advocate for Christ, but he testifies of who Christ is.
啊，他证实这是出于基督的，这不是出于基督的。
And this is he gives us discernment that this is of Christ and this is not of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是非常重要的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
今天我们知道教会在地上的光景非常的混杂。
We know that today the condition of the church is in a bit of chaos.
有出于主的，也出于世界的，有出于人的东西，一大堆的东西混杂在里面。
A lot of things are mixed in the church, the things of God, the things of the world, and the things of man. It's all intertwined in the church.
有时对我们来讲要分辨就变成很大的困扰了。
Sometimes it is difficult for us to discern.
我们都晓得是基督的，我们才能蒙福，对不对
？We know that things that are of Christ can we gain blessings.
我们怎么来分辨呢
？How do we discern?
是圣灵在里面为基督做见证。
It is the Holy Spirit inside of us which testifies for Christ.
他会告诉你这是出于基督的，这不是出于基督的。
He will tell us what is of Christ and what is not of Christ.
所以我们基督徒啊，不要凭着自己的观念跟随主。
So we cannot use our own minds and understandings to follow.
每一件事情都要学会跟从里面的灵。
We need in every aspect of our lives, we need to follow the leading of the Spirit.
那么这是圣经告诉我们
圣灵做保惠师在我们里面重要的工作。
And this is what the Bible tells us, the importance of him being the comforter.
第四个点。
And the fourth point.
啊，就是呢，他来了，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
The Spirit has come to mold us and shape us into the image of Christ the Son.
这是罗马书第八章所讲的。
And this is mentioned in Romans chapter 8.
他要把每一个基督徒都磨成基督的形象。
He is here to mold and shape every Christian to be like Christ.
就是要把基督的性格和他的性情把它组织在我们的里面。
And the Spirit will constitute within us the disposition and character of Christ.
哦，你知道这是何等艰苦的工作啊。
And this is a great work.
我永远不会忘记啊。
I'll never forget.
我刚刚蒙召出来侍奉主的时候。
When I was first called to serve God.
因为那个时候我在学校里面呢，我是学工程的。
When I was a student, I was studying engineering.
我想我将来呢要做个工程师。
And I thought that, well, maybe later on I'll just be an engineer.
那么那天主对我的心说话。
That on that day the Lord spoke to my heart.
主说你出来服侍我。
The Lord said, "You come out and serve me."
因为从前呢，我总感觉说哈，做这个传道人呢。这个好像不那么有价值。
In the past, when I was younger, I felt that one who serves the Lord full time doesn't have much respect and stature in life.
因为我们眼睛所看的就是这么一个简单的事。
Because from what we can see from our eyes, that's all we can see.
做传道人干嘛呢？
Why be a full-time minister?
最高的最好的站在讲台上讲道。
The best is to stand up on the podium to preach.
要不然就领领诗歌。
Or maybe to lead songs.
要不然的话呢就带带少年人带带儿童。
Or maybe lead the youth or the Sunday school.
要不然就谁家有病呢我们去看看。
And when a family is ill, we go to visit them and pray for them.
谁家夫妻吵架了，我们就调和调和。
And when there is conflict within the family between husband and wife, then we come and we try to bring peace.
所以我心里想啊，如果我出来服侍主就是做这些啊。
So I thought that, well, if I become a full-time minister of God, these are the things that I will be doing.
那还不如做个工程师比较好嘛，对吧？
Well, I'd rather be an engineer. Wouldn't that be better?
你知道我那个时候很幼嫩，我对主说：“主啊，我将来赚钱为着你好了。”
I was very naive at that time, and I thought that, well, if I just, maybe I'll just make money for you, God.
主说：“不不不，你来服侍我。”
And God told me, no, you will come and serve me.
那一天，主给我里面一个很清楚的意念。
On that day, God gave me a deep impression.
主让我看见这里还有一个生命的工程。
He allowed me to see that there is this working of this work of life.
Life engineering.
Oh, there is engineering of life.
我们知道这是后来几十年这个大学里面才有所谓这个科系的，对不对？那个主老早告诉我。
And way back, God already told me that there's bioengineering, and now there's finally a major called bioengineering.
当主稍微略略的在我里面给我一点点的教导。
And when God gave me just this little bit of leading,
我才知道侍奉不是你我所想象这么简单的事情。
In my mind, I was able to see that serving God was not such a simple thing that we may have imagined.
一个人能服侍主，不是做这些外面的东西。
One who serves God is not just one who does these outward things.
你是摸到人性。
You touch the nature of human nature.
你是摸到人的生命。
You are touching the life of mankind.
你要和圣灵一同工作。
And you are working with the Spirit.
做改变的工作。
To do the work of change.
这是多么困难的一件事情。
What a difficult work this is.
所以这么多年过来了，我没有忘记这件事。
So all of these years have passed and I have not forgotten this.
在外面做这些 还是容易的。
All these outward things that we do, that is actually still easy.
要叫人里面的生命有一点点的成长，能更多表现基督，这个是要命的东西。
But to allow another one to grow in the life of Christ, that is a matter of life.
所以你就知道今天圣灵在我们里面这个工作是多么的艰巨。
So for the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us, what a difficult task that is.
我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹，你可能蒙恩了几十年了。
Many of us who are sitting here may have believed in the Lord for many years.
你看看我们里面到底有多少改变啊。
We look at our own lives, how much change have we really had?
我们知识增加了。
Our knowledge has increased.
工作经验增加了。
Our work and experience has increased.
我们的人改变了吗？
But did this man inside of us change?
我都承认。
I will admit.
一直到今天。
All the way until today.
我里面真正像基督的东西还是非常的少。
Things in myself that are like Christ are but few.
这是一个非常艰巨的工作。
This is a very difficult task.
但是这是神托付给圣灵的使命。
But this is the work that God has given, assigned to the Holy Spirit.
并且他有一天一定要使我们能达到这样的光景。
And today the Holy Spirit will for sure allow us one day to be like that.
简单的来说，
And simply speaking,
他就是把主耶稣所完成的一切事情都要摆在我们的里面来代替我们。
That the Holy Spirit will take everything that is accomplished in Christ and place it in us to lead us.
所以约翰很欢乐地说
So John, with a joyful heart said,
将来主来的时候
When the Lord comes,
他如何我们也如何
However the Lord is like, that is how we will be like.
但是我们知道吗在这一句话的背后圣灵付上了无数的心血无数的艰辛
But behind these words, the workings of the Spirit are but a difficult task.
我们人的堕落是很深的一个东西。
The fallen nature of man is a very, very deep thing.
圣灵要改变我们。
And the Spirit needs to change us.
何等的不容易。
When the Spirit changes us, it is a difficult task.
我们有圣灵的大能能为主做工。
Today we say, well, I hope that I have the great work of the Spirit to do God's work.
其实圣灵最大的能力是改变你，你知道吗？
But in reality, the most important work of the Spirit is to change us.
他如果改变不了你，那个不是大能。
If he cannot change us, then that is not a big work.
所以今天我们需要明白圣灵的工作。
So today we have to understand the work of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我只能简单这么说。
I can only simply say this.
第五件事情。
The fifth point.
是圣灵带领我们打属灵的仗。
And the Spirit leads us to fight the spiritual battle.
我们都知道今天我们在地上的生活充满了征战。
And today in this world, it's full of battles.
侍奉中也充满了征战。
In our service, it's full of battles.
是谁在这里来引导我们呢？
And who is here to lead us?
这是圣灵的责任。
This is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit.
感谢神呢。
We thank God.
我们要知道一件事情。
We have to know one thing.
在属灵的征战上面。
On the spiritual battlefield.
圣灵是主导者，他从来不被动。
And the Holy Spirit is leading, constantly proactively leading us.
所以你看，在马可福音第一章十二节。
And in Mark, chapter 1, verse 12.
圣灵催促主耶稣到旷野里面去受魔鬼的试探，对不对？
That the Spirit, carried Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted.
所以你看见他不是被动，他是主动的。
And it wasn't, it was the Spirit that moved him.
这个试探就是一个考验。
And this tempting is a testing.
所以你这样可以知道，今天我们的生活中啊，一切所受到的试探，一切所有的考验，都是背后圣灵在带领的。
So today we can understand that all of the tests and temptations in our lives, it is, we are being moved by the Spirit to do that.
因为不经过考验就不晓得真假了，对不对？
Because without the real testing, we don't know what is real or what is counterfeit.
所以神常常也用仇敌作为一个工具来测验我们里面属灵生命的光景。
So God will sometimes use even Satan to test us in our lives to see the true value of Christ inside of us.
圣灵不仅在属灵征战上面来引导我们。
And the Spirit not only leads us on this battle.
加拉太书第五章里面告诉我们。
And Galatians chapter 5 it tells us.
我们里面肉体的情欲是跟圣灵相争的。
That the flesh is in opposition to the Spirit.
Against.
It is against the Spirit.
那么圣灵呢与我们肉体中的情欲是相争的。
And that the flesh and the spirit are against each other.
那里有一句话很好，说什么呢？他说：“因为他们彼此的相争，使我们不能做我们所愿意做的事。”
And because the spirit is against the flesh, the spirit does not allow us to do what we please.
这就是基督徒里面今天矛盾的生活。
And this is a real conflict inside of us.
有时候我们的肉体的情欲受到了试探引诱了，对不对？
And sometimes our natural flesh has been tempted.
我们里面一个冲动，我们就想去了。
And we react by falling to the temptation and going there.
但是圣灵出来相争。
But the Spirit comes to battle.
圣灵说你不可以。
And the Spirit tells us inside, you cannot go there.
所以我们又退回来了。
So we fall back.
所以你就知道，今天很多基督徒啊，不是不爱世界，是爱不了了。
Today, for a Christian, it's not that we love the Lord, but we are restricted to love the world.
我们常常看见那个很好的东西啊，看到哇，心里羡慕不得了，但里面知道不能做。
Sometimes we look at the things that this world has to offer, and we are really envious of wanting to do it, but the Spirit restricts us from doing it.
因为你蒙恩得救了。
Because you have been born again.
因为圣灵在你的里面。
Because the Spirit was within us.
他跟你肉体的情欲产生相争呢。
And the Spirit is in constant battle. Against your flesh, our flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的经历吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we have this experience?
应该是很多的。
I'm sure we have many experiences like this. We thank God.
当你里面开始有这种挣扎，证明你是一个重生得救的基督徒。
When we have this conflict within us, this testifies that we are a born again Christian.
所以在这个征战上面，
So on this battlefield,
我们知道圣灵不仅引导我们。
That the Spirit not only leads us,
他也加力量给我们。
He also gives strength to us.
很多时候他也等于替我们来征战。
And many times the Spirit battles for us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经，新约圣经里面可以看见。
In the New Testament we can see.
今天圣灵被称作是奉差遣的灵。
The Spirit today has been deemed the Spirit that was sent to us.
他带着神的使命。带着神的目的住在我们里面。
And he's brought the mission and the goal of God and lives inside of us.
我们必须要认识这个。
We have to acknowledge and understand this.
因此，圣经要求我们基督徒要顺服圣灵。
And the Bible also tells us that we need to be obedient to the Spirit.
我再说。
I will say again.
你要圣灵的能力，要圣灵的恩赐，也不是很难的。
If you want the gifts and the power of the Spirit, that's not a difficult thing.
但是顺服圣灵是最不容易的事情。
But being obedient to the Spirit, that is a difficult thing.
现在我们知道为什么要顺服了。
Now we know why it is important for us to obey.
因为他带着使命和目的。
Because the Spirit has a mission and a goal.
我们是要容让他在我们身上来成全神的目的，对不对？
And we need to allow the Spirit to establish the goal and mission in our lives.
所以作为基督徒啊，
So being a Christian,
我们是有点责任的。
We do have some responsibility.
我们的责任是什么呢？
What is our responsibility?
就是要跟圣灵合作。
We need to work with the Spirit.
Cooperate.
We need to cooperate with the Spirit.
这是很重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我们有很多时候啊，我们就是不跟他合作。
Many times we are not willing to cooperate with the Spirit.
哎呀，我们常常站在我们自己肉体的情欲这一面，跟圣灵打仗，对吧？
We are constantly standing in our own position, in our own flesh, and we battle against the Spirit.
甚至我们是要勉强他来帮助我们。
And sometimes we are so, adamant about having the Spirit help us with our needs.
这样会叫圣灵在我们身上工作的目的消失。
And this will quench the work of the Spirit within us.
所以我们个人蒙恩的情形不一样。
So each of us, in the way that we have come to salvation, is different.
所以你看那些多顺服圣灵的人，生命成长就快。
And those who are obedient to the Spirit, their spiritual growth is much quicker.
啊，有的基督徒一直到今天还在那里起起伏伏、上上下下，因为什么？里面不够顺服圣灵。
And today, Christians, many of us, we have still lots of ups and downs, and we have no growth. It's because we haven't obeyed the Spirit enough.
所以在《使徒行传》里面有这样的话。
So in the book of Acts, it says this.
圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
And the Spirit was given to us to obey Him.
哎，你越顺从他
，the more we obey Him.
圣灵在你里面的工作的量就越大。
Then the capacity of the Holy Spirit in us will increase.
所以在约翰福音第三章里面讲到。
So in John chapter 3,
我们的神赐圣灵给他的儿子耶稣基督是没有限量。
That the Spirit.God has given the Son the Spirit, and that Spirit is without limit.
因为什么呢？因为我们的主跟圣灵之间的合作是最完全的。
Because the relationship between the Son and the Spirit is perfect.
所以今天我们顺服圣灵有多少，就是给圣灵在我们里面有多少工作的机会。
However much we are able to follow and obey the Spirit, then that is the measure of which the Spirit will give us.
所以这个顺从呢，决定圣灵在我们里面那个工作的量有多少。
And that will dictate the amount and capacity of the workings of the Spirit within us.
所以我们记得，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
And so that Spirit is given to us,so that we can obey him.
那么保罗在罗马书第八章也讲到。
And Romans chapter 8 also tells us this.
至少我们要学习体贴圣灵。
And at least we need to be mindful of the Spirit, or have the mind of the Spirit.
原文意思就是思想，你要常常想一想。
And we need to meditate on the Spirit.
我想今天早晨我们把主的话摆在弟兄姊妹当中。
And this morning we have placed the word of God before brothers and sisters.
你要把这些话好好的想一想。
We need to take God's word and meditate on that.
你要思想圣灵。
We need to meditate on the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们属灵的生活呢，也决定于我们的思想，对不对？
And how we live our lives is also dictated by how we think.
这个好坏之间的差别很大的。
The difference between what is good and bad is great.
我们要让肉体的归给肉体，属灵的归给属灵。
We want to give to the flesh what belongs to the flesh, give to the spirit what belongs to the spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们说，
So Paul tells us,
你思念肉体，定规是死。
If you have the mind of the flesh, that leads to death.
你脑子里面整天想的都是肉体的，都地上这些败坏的事情。你基督徒当然是个死基督徒了。
If we as Christians constantly have the mind of the flesh, then we are a dead Christian.
啊，我不能说死基督徒，这不好啊。
And I actually shouldn't say dead Christian. That's not a good way of saying it.
就是你里面，你在里面发死啊，就不活了。
But it means that maybe we're not.Fully alive in our Christian life. Christians will not die.
但是呢，活得好像像死的样，就这个。
But the way that we are living, it's as if we have a dead spirit within us.
这就看你怎么想的了。
And it's however you want to imagine this.
你只要一思想圣灵。
But when you put your mind on the Spirit,
马上就是什么生命和平安。
Then you have peace and life.
哇，里面就满了生命了。
You are full of life.
啊，你里面就满了安息了。
And you are full of peace.
你看我们生活中很多时候是失去安息。
And in our lives we are lacking peace.
那么感谢神。
We thank God.
到了约翰晚年的时候。
In the Apostle John's latter years,
他把这个功课变得是更简单。
He made this work described it even in a more simpler way.
他说圣灵是膏油。
He said that the Spirit is the holy anointing.
并且他说这是真的，不是假的。
And he said that this is real and not a fake.
今天我们很多道理不懂，对不对
？Today there are many teachings that we don't understand.
但是膏油在里面。
But the holy anointing is within us.
你只要顺从膏油的教训。
If we follow the leading of the anointing,
就膏油会教导你的。
That anointing will teach and guide us.
哎呀，那个简直是简单的不得了的简单。
And that is Very simple.
用我们今天的话来讲，就是 yes or no 的问题。
And today it's a matter of it's as simple as yes or no.
你对小孩子，你不能讲大道理，对不对啊
？To a child, you cannot preach using big words.
所以你是问他 yes or no?
And you ask a child yes or no.
啊，那个小孩子 yes， 那么啊，对了。
And if the child says yes, then it is yes.
有时候说 no， 哎，说 good。
And when they say no, it's
你不做很好啊。
Oh, if you don't do that, then that's a good thing.
所以呢，今天主何等体谅我们呐、啊、
！And so today the Lord is constantly watching over us.
如果我们连这个 yes or no 都搞不清楚，那这真是。这个基督徒就很难了，对不对
？If as a Christian today we are confused on the yes or no response, then
感谢我们的神
then we're in trouble. But we thank God.
他实在是爱我们。
He truly loves us.
他也实在盼望我们能更多蒙恩。
And he truly hopes that we can gain.
他实在盼望我们的生命能够长大成人。
That we can gain more grace, and he wants his life in us to mature.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
基督徒的生活是随灵而行的生活。
The life of a Christian is walking and living in the Spirit.
但是你必须明白圣灵工作的那个性质。
But we have to understand the characteristics of the Spirit that is in us.
圣灵不仅是真理的灵。
That the Spirit is not only the Spirit of truth.
圣灵也是奉差遣的灵。
But the Spirit is also the Spirit that was sent to us.
所以但愿主还没有回来之前呢。
And at, while the Lord has not returned yet,
我们容让这位奉差遣的灵在我们里面能更多做他所要做的工。
May we allow the Spirit that was sent to us do more of His work that He was called to.
我想这是我们天上的父亲心中最大的喜悦。
And this is the greatest joy of our Heavenly Father.
愿主让我们在地上还有年日的时候。
And may the Lord while He still allows us to have life in this world.
让我们知道如何来过属灵的生活。
That He would allow us to know how to live a spiritual life.
如果你要过一个好的属灵生活
，If you want to live a spiritual life,
你千万不要忘记
，We cannot forget
圣灵住在你的里面。
The Spirit lives in us.
啊，你要跟随他。
We need to follow Him.
好吧，好，我想我们最后呢，请弟兄姊妹一同来唱一首诗。父亲，我们要满心感谢你的大怜悯。
Abba Father, we thank you for your great mercy upon us.
我们知道你是何等的宽容我们。
We know that you care for us.
何等忍耐我们。
And you are so patient to us.
直到今天，你仍旧把机会留给我们。
And today you have given us opportunity.
你的话清清楚楚地告诉我们。
Your words clearly tell us.
我们基督徒的生活应当是随灵而行的生活。
That the life of a Christian is living by the Spirit.
父啊，愿真理的圣灵在我们里面。
May the Spirit of truth within us.
真是开我们里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
引领我们。
To lead us.
叫我们知道如何来顺服他。
So that we can know how to be obedient to.
父啊，好叫你托付给他的使命。
So the mission that you've given to him.
能够成就在我们这些人身上。
May it be established in our lives.
父，我们真是俯伏敬拜。
Father, we bow before you to thank you.
我们愿意把自己更多交在你的手中。
We are willing to submit ourselves even more into your hands.
虽然你知道我们的生命是悖逆的。
Even though you know how feeble our lives are,
我们是不太容易顺服的。
And we are those who are disobedient.
父啊，愿你使我们能顺服。
Allow us to be obedient to you.
好叫每一个你自己的儿女在你面前长大成人。
That every Christian would grow and mature in you.
让基督的身体在这里长大。
That the life of Christ here would mature.
让我们主耶稣基督所完成的在这里被显明出来。
And what Christ has accomplished, may that be manifested in our midst.
我们真实成为他的见证。
And we look to his testimony.
我们也能把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们知道每一个日子都在你的眼前。
We know that every moment is in your hands.
求你用你大能的手握住我们。
May you hold us with your hand.
主啊，父亲啊，我们再次把感谢归给你。
And Father, we once again give you our thanks.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray.
Amen.